This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
Now, speaking of quarterbacks, De'Eriq King has agreed to enter the transfer portal and end up here in Miami via Houston. Via Houston. Quincy Roche is the one in Temple. That's right. So before I get to Quincy Roche, it's fantastic. The kid had one of those seasons 2 years ago that was awesome. And he comes in with a lot of hype. Now, look, can I give Manny Diaz some credit here? Because I think, you know, we got to first look at it this way. Let's give Manny a lot of credit, okay? He wasn't happy with his offense. Overall, he made the changes. If you're not happy with that coach, you make the changes. And he got a guy in Lashley that is, you know, considered an up-and-coming star when it comes to offensive minds and running this kind of an offense that you need in today's college football, which is cool, man. I think it's fantastic that you're able to do that, to be honest with you. I think it's awesome. Now, that he deserves credit for that. You know, and I know, they don't have a quarterback. We don't buy any of the guys. The Nicosi Perry hype, he never lived up to it. He's not the guy. And I'm sorry, can I go with the whole thing? If you're not accurate, you're not ever going to be accurate. He's just not going to be accurate. It's not the guy. Jaron, not the guy either, right? None of them. So you get De'Eriq King now, which is fantastic. You get Lashley, which is fantastic. Dude, you didn't have a kicker. I mean, I saw where Bubba Baxter is entering the transfer portal. Is he transferring to another country? So they get the kicker from FIU. Who's superior to Bubba? And you make that move, right? Now you get the Quincy Roche kid who had 13 sacks last year. And Rousseau had 15 and a half. So now you've got two monsters, supposedly. That will help out your defense. You know, on paper, okay, and that's where I got to tell you, we got to get excited to a certain extent, and then we have to kind of say, you got to take a step back. And look, I think most of us want Manny to succeed because most of us wanted Manny. And Manny sucked last year. I mean, it was a disaster. It was embarrassing. And if Manny shows anything like that again this year, fire his ass as soon as possible. Okay? I'm the first guy to tell you that because you have to be objective about this. Now, I want Manny to succeed. And I got to give him a lot of love here that he's doing his best to fix the issues. Okay? Will it work? I don't know. It sounds great on paper, right? Lashley knows this stuff about offense, knows how to run today's offense and the spread, and knows how to generate points and yards and all that good stuff that we all know about, right? Knows how to develop quarterbacks too. Now you get a quarterback that had an incredible season 2 years ago. You add a kicker to fix a problem that would have won you a couple extra games, just a kicker alone. Now you need to show that Lashley's competent, that De'Eriq King can play well under you. Okay, there can't be any excuses. He had 50 touchdowns for Houston. So somehow or another, he was an effective passer and runner at the college level. Make sure he's that now. I don't want any excuses. And Roche had 13 sacks opposite of a guy that has 15 and a half. Roche should be even better now. Okay? Because the guy that's opposite of him is better than him. And you may double that one. You can't double both. The kicker, I mean, Bill's better than Bubba Baxter. I'm sorry for insulting you.
No, it's actually true. Back in the day,
no, but
playing,
I mean, it's just easy. You blindfolded.
Yeah, I used to take all the footballs at the end of practice, sit there and drop kick from 20, then go to 25, 30, 35. Practice, practice, practice.
There you go. I told you he was better. They should have signed Bill.
Bill, I don't know about all that.
Why don't you enter the transfer portal? Anyway, so I got to give Manny a lot of love that he didn't dance around the problems. He didn't make excuses for the problems. He corrected them. And that's all we can ask for. Now you've got to get the results. That's why I got to kind of pump the brakes a little bit, right? Because Manny kind of made us all look like a bunch of idiots. I mean, let's be honest, right? We were all convinced, like, man, this guy's been a hell of a defensive coordinator. He's up and coming. He's ready to take the next step, and he wasn't. Now, maybe he was, and maybe things didn't go well for him, but he attacks the problem, and he addresses it. Now let's see what the end result is. Will his teams be better prepared? Will they play better offense? Will they get more consistency from the quarterback position, from the kicking position? We'll find out. How much more dominant will the D-line be now that you added this guy? All of this, time will determine it all. I'm not going to get all hyped like I was about the Canes because they broke my heart this year. I mean, it was crushing to see how poorly prepared and coached they were. You have to admit that, right? Even if you want Manny to win, I want Manny to win. I want Manny to succeed. I don't want Manny fired. I get it. For those of you out there that wanted him fired, I understand. He was terrible this year. But like I told you guys, I'm not big on firing a guy after a year. I want to give him that second chance. Well, so far, you have to say that Manny Diaz has handled the offseason the right way. Now, the transfer portal was not the panacea to Miami's problems last year. So who's to say that that's going to happen this year? Don't know. But time's going to tell. At least I am extremely happy that Manny Diaz is making what looks like are the proper changes. I'm not smart enough to exactly know that those are the changes you need. Like, those are the right people, in other words. I know the changes had to be made, but time is the only thing that's going to answer whether Roche will make a seamless transition and have another great year, whether De'Eric King will come in and be the guy you saw 2 years ago for Houston. And Lashley, is he what everybody was billed? You know what I'm saying? It's like Bobrovsky. He was billed as, okay, we got the guy. Well, he hasn't played like it yet. So the prediction is great. The anticipation, the enthusiasm is fantastic. The expectations are dangerous. Because if they don't live up to it, then we end up with, you know, broken hearts. And it's whether it's the University of Miami or whether it's the Florida Panthers. You know what I mean? And I know they won yesterday and they're winning as of late and all that, and it's nice. But, you know, they have, you know, come up short again this year. Let's see if they can correct it. We'll find out. We'll find out. But I like what the University of Miami is doing. I have to give Manny a lot of love for addressing all of this. You deserve that credit. 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the program, that's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the show,